Jay McGowan, the Pogues, from Rum Sodding and the Lash, Sally McLennan, 40 years old. Yeah. Jessie Buckley to play Sinead O'Connor. She has an amazing, outstanding singing voice and acting ability. Good suggestion. She was in this very studio, sang for us. Amazing voice, amazing, and brilliant actor too. Hamnet is coming out soon, isn't it, with Jessie Buckley and Paul Mescal. Laura De Barra, best-selling author of Gaff Goddess, Garment Goddess and Decor Galore, is wild about DIY, and she wants to help you with your cleaning conundrums and interior inquiries. Today, we're getting stuck into the bathroom. If you have any questions for Laura about cleaning the bathroom, get them into us now. We might get to ask her. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm good. It's nice and sunny here in London today, so enjoying it while it lasts.
Yeah, yeah. We're still having, in Dublin anyway, we're still having a nice bit of late summer weather. So let's get into the bathroom then, and we'll start with how often you should be washing various things in the bathroom. Hand towels.
They should be done twice weekly, depending on the amount of people you're living with. So I would make sure that I'm putting, you have two that you can rotate if you're doing a weekly wash of towels, but you shouldn't be leaving them more than a week.
Right. Bath mats?
I would be putting them in weekly as well. I would be putting all of your towels weekly with your bed linen, because those can be washed at a higher temperature. You don't want to wash your clothes at a very high temperature. So they can be put on at 40 to 60 with the bio detergent. I would on it, put it on a long cycle, nothing like a fast wash, and make sure that you're not using fabric softener on them, because they are all needed for absorption.
Yeah. It's a hotbed, is it, of germs and stuff?
It is. And it's because it's so humid. Like, once you leave the bathroom, there's still a party going on. So you want to just make sure...
Like, people are going to love that, Laura. They're going to love that.
The air is catching everything.
Yeah. Toothbrushes. Now, here's a controversial one. How often should we replace our toothbrushes?
Well, most manufacturers say like every 3 months.
Well, they would say that because they want us to buy a new one.
Exactly. But yeah. I think what people miss is you should be washing, like deep cleaning your toothbrush weekly.
Hmm.
So like the proper hygiene after you finish brushing your teeth is to rinse everything off with really hot water and allow it, dry it down and allow it to air dry like at the edge of the sink or wherever. A lot of people don't do that. That leads to bacteria buildup, smelling toothbrushes. Yeah. But if you basically put them in antibacterial mouthwash once a week, that can be really good for it as well. But if you're keeping it really clean, it'll just be the bristles wearing down.
Okay. And people are listening going, I've never done that and it hasn't done me any harm.
Yeah, but this is for people like me who are complete freaks about the stuff.
Okay,
and absolutely love it.
Okay, right. Your shower head.
Yes. So this isn't even from, of course, it's because sometimes there's a lot of rubber around the holes as well. It can be porous and catch a bit of bacteria, but this is mainly for you having a better shower. I would get into the habit of maybe like every quarter allowing your shower head to sit in vinegar and water overnight. Yeah. And it will basically remove any limescale buildup and you'll just get a more powerful shower.
Right. Shower screens and shower curtains.
So you'd be giving these a wipe down anyway every week, but I would be putting shower curtains in the wash usually every week or two, but I would make sure they're inside a laundry bag for a few reasons. They're usually plastic. It's going to shed microplastics into the washing machine. You don't want to do that. But also it'll protect them. They're usually quite fragile. These gather a lot of bacteria and dirt and grime, and it will just last you longer if you wash them regularly.
Right. Now, people are interested in getting your advice on bathroom cleaning. So we've loads of questions for you here. So let's get to some of those. There might be a bit of crossover from what we've asked you already, but that happens. Katrina's been on. Should bath and hand towels be washed together, hot wash, and not in with regular clothes? The idea of wet towels waiting to be washed in a clothes basket would be enough to send me over the edge. Smells, etc. Katrina.
You don't want her over the edge, right?
No.
So do whatever makes you comfortable. But what you can do in between is you can spray it down with a vinegar and water mix and let it air so that the smell goes out of it and then put it into the laundry basket. But if it is something that's making you uncomfortable, like after you just wash it when you want, you can put clothes that are more delicate into a laundry bag to protect them. But hot water and detergents with enzymes and surfactants are going to protect anything bacteria-wise.
How do you stop your towels getting sort of hard and rough? Because nobody wants a hard and rough towel.
This is either hard water or too much product and fabric softener. So a lot of people don't realise when you turn around the back of your detergent, it tells you that you need to do a double dose in hard water areas. I would only do this usually when I'm washing towels or bed linen. It will stop the mineral buildup in the fibres. You need to shake towels out when they're drying. And also you need to make sure that you're not using too much product. A lot of people will use a lot of fabric softener. It's awful for towels and makes them crispy. If you currently have crispy towels and you want to make them soft again and not buy new ones, leave them soak in the bath about 2 liters, 3 liters of water, a cup of distilled white vinegar. You can like add that ratio, like change that ratio as you need to, and leave it soak overnight, and it will basically free up all the fibers and make them soft again.
So that's sort of contradictory, isn't it? That fabric softener makes your towels crispy.
Read the fabric softener packet, and it always says do not use on terry, and terry is toweling. It's just a different way to say toweling, and it's because it's designed, fabric softeners for static mainly, but people love it because it leaves a smell on your clothes. But how does it leave a smell on your clothes? It puts oil on your clothes, it's a residue, and it, what a towel will do is it absorbs anything that goes near it, so it'll make it crispier.
Right, well, if we learn anything, that's enough. That's our time well spent today, isn't it? Just letting people know that fabric softener makes your towels crispy. That's
vinegar softens. Vinegar is really good for bedding and towels.
There's a t-shirt there. What's the best way to get grout between shower tiles white again? This is the perennial one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd use a bicarbonate of soda and water. If you make it into a paste, like a face mask, and an old toothbrush, one that you've replaced after 3 months, you can just like rub it into the grout and it will actually help lift any of the staining. It can really whiten it. It's brilliant for cleaning grout. It's okay for cleaning silicone, but brilliant for cleaning grout.
We asked Laura, please, how to restore a very dull bath. I've tried baking soda, washing up liquid, bathroom products in the supermarket, but to no avail. What to do?
It depends what the bath is made out of. So I don't want to give any bad advice in case it's something that strips it. It sounds like it may have been stripped already, and that's what the dulling is. I've often repainted baths in houses to make them brighter. You can get bath paints. They're really good. Also, sometimes there's such a buildup of soap scum that we can't even realise it, that if you actually get even bathroom products won't take it off, washing up liquid, warm water and a soft sponge will actually brighten up a bath really well.
And what are the pink stains you get on baths?
Oh my God. So that's the thing, that basically it's a type of bacteria that was on marble statues before in Italy, and people thought it was crying Marys and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's actually a type of bacteria that grows in bathrooms. You can get rid of it and keep it at bay by make sure you're airing the bathroom out, but if you want to get rid of it right now, vinegar water, it'll kill the bacteria in it and the mold spores, but always wear a mask.
Always wear a mask, right. Mm-hmm. And limescale?
Limescale can be broken down again by vinegar or like a limescale product, but vinegar is best because it loves to chomp through all the mineral deposits basically. But I usually use like a lemon. If I've squeezed a lemon and there's a little bit still left in the flesh of the lemon of the juice, I'll use that and rub it against my shower screen and it removes all of the watermarks.
Okay, we've avoided up until now, but we have to get to the toilet bowl.
It was a given.
Yeah.
Go on.
Right. So what are the common things that people want to get rid of? There's the stain, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's usually actually just a limescale buildup. A lot of people think it's like
other stuff.
It's something from us.
Yes.
And it's not. It's a limescale buildup, and limescale loves other limescale. They're obsessed with each other. So every time you're using it, it's just building up and up and up. Some people will put down like a 2 liter bottle of Coca-Cola and leave it overnight, but that just basically makes it crack. You can use again just a bottle of distilled white vinegar, even like the malt one you buy in the supermarket, leave it there. It just will loosen it enough that you can scrub it off. But basically cleaning and brushing down your toilet daily will keep that at bay.
Yeah.
That's like the best thing you can do. But with the toilet brush as well, like people need to be cleaning those weekly. You can literally leave it sit in the toilet bowl with a disinfectant or with the vinegar, which is also can disinfect a lot, and leave it there for a few hours. That will clean it. But it's letting it dry is really important. So you can put it on the edge of the toilet seat and put the toilet lid down over it, and that will leave it like dry out properly.
I don't want to get too, because people, you know, could be eating. But like you use the brush and then you put it back into its container. That container is...
I am so passionate about this. I've written a full section in Decor Galore about it. Yeah, like, oh my God. And also, like, people don't realise that you have to put the toilet seat down when you flush, because it makes the plume that it creates is about 3 metres.
Now, you said this before on this show, and the team haven't been right since, you know.
No one has been. I'm still shook. I had to put it in a book and everything. I'm not well.
If you don't put the seat down when you flush the loo, what? There's loads of stuff thrown up.
They call it a plume, basically.
A plume.
The force of the water going down is causing the air to go up, and you're just spreading it around that room. So that's why a lot of people won't keep toothbrushes in their bathroom, and that's why a lot of soft furnishings in bathrooms are frowned upon. So you want to just put the toilet seat down.
Yeah. Again, I haven't been doing that. And,
and you're alive?
I'm alive. Nothing has happened. Nobody has died from a toilet bowl plume. But anyway, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah. What are those? Just before we let you go, the most common things that people miss then in bathrooms, because you know a lot of the stuff we've covered is common enough sense. Although there's some gems in there. But what are the common things that people forget to do?
I think the best thing you can be doing in bathrooms, this is when we were doing like deep cleans, weekly cleans, like flipping, reno, everything. You can tell when people have done a good thorough weekly clean, but it's boring and it's a bathroom.
Yes.
All I would do is take everything off the surfaces, wash it down with washing up liquid, warm water, just throw on a pair of gloves. Doing that in your bathroom will keep mold at bay, bacteria at bay, odors at bay, limescale at bay. If you use nothing else, I think people use way too harsh chemicals in their bathroom. It's bad for you, it's bad for the bathroom, it's bad for the environment. If you just get in there every week, washing up liquid, you can give things a spritz down with vinegar afterwards, vacuum before you apply any water, and that will keep your bathroom clog-free, odor-free, etc.
Yeah, final question, just the odd odors that linger always, I think, are in the pipe somewhere. So what's the best way to clear out your pipes?
Best thing you can do there is, so vinegar and bicarb in equal amounts cancel each other out, but we're not using it for their particular properties in this instance. We're using it for the reaction it creates, a really fizzing, bubbly reaction.
Right.
Throw some bicarb down, a cup of it, then throw a cup of vinegar down and put the plug on straight away. And it creates this like volcano kind of effect. And that will basically fizz up inside the pipes and it will drag anything down.
Brilliant.
Then I would put in washing up liquid and a kettle of warm water, and that will usually drag the smells down with it. And you get a much nicer environment in the bathroom afterwards.
Gaff Goddess, Laura DeBarra, thanks as always.
Thank you
so much. That's it from us. Sarah McInerney is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening. This one.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.